listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
You are all about to get on this record. Getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to the Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name's Barry Prince. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm being broadcast through People's Internet Radio, ShakeAndWakeRadio.com, and the Truth Be Told Radio Network. I always start my show off, guys, with a plug for the networks. A lot of work goes on behind the scenes. These people don't get paid for it, but if we could throw out a couple bucks every month, it would help them with the stream costs, so they're not paying that out of their pocket, and I know some of them are. So if you appreciate what we're doing, please try and even a cup of coffee every month would be much appreciated by the people that are operating these stations. And I always like to start my show off thanking my producer, because I always end up forgetting at the end of the show. So thanks, Steve, for putting up with me every week and doing what you do, buddy. You are a blessing to me. Anyways, it's great to have my friend back, a man that, you know, anybody that's listened to my shows over the years, heard him talk many, many times. Great to have him back on. Of course, I'm talking about the Duracell Bunny, or more commonly known as Roger Landry. Welcome back, Roger. Always great to have you back on, my friend.
Well, ditto.
I'm sorry, I gotta get the Duracell Bunny in there, buddy, because it's so fitting. But you go right ahead, because I know we got lots to talk about today. And like I said, it's always great having you back in.
Well, I appreciate being here, and I just would like to open up today. And no, really, let me go back to that for a second. It is the platforms that TLB Project and myself are offered that allow us to get the word out. I can't do a weekly show like I used to. I wish I could. I haven't got the time, and it's just beyond my scope at this point. But being offered a platform such as yours, Barry, where I can get information out and I can dispute lies, misinformation, and disinformation, that is invaluable. But it all focuses back to one thing, okay? If social media was doing what it promised, if, I don't know, Facebook was doing what it promised, everybody out there needs to understand that when Facebook or social media was initially born, it was born under the, you know, under the idea that we all needed a place where we could go and talk. We all needed a place where we could communicate. We needed a place where we could share ideas and we could share beliefs. This was the origination of Facebook. I know I was there. I don't mean I was there when it was created, but I was there when it hit the public. This was then sold to us about a year and a half, 2 years later, as a platform that allowed you freedom of speech. If something was wrong in your community, it needed to be addressed. You socialize with those people. You form a group. You talk about it. You get things settled. You get things done. This is what it was sold to us for. And as it expanded, it was made to include local businesses. Believe it or not, Joe Biden's mandate that any company with over 100 employees has to have them vaccinated is only a very small percentage, less than 5% of the total U.S. workforce. 95% of the U.S. workforce is either self-employed or works for a company with 100 or less, or 99 or less employees. This is what made America great. It's the small business, not the big business. This is what actually dragged America out of the Stone Age. It was the mom and pop businesses, and to this day, it still is. But you stop and look at the power of the big corporations. You stop and look at the power of social media and big tech. Facebook has, some would say, as little as 1.5 billion. Some say it's slightly over 2 billion members. That's the largest communications mechanism in the history of the planet. And with that comes power to corrupt elections, to corrupt minds, to sway opinions of large bodies of people. I could go on and on. It turned into a God-saving grace for we the people into one of our biggest enemies. Today, and here's where this all fits, if you want to talk about the truth, because we're living in the biggest tyranny this planet has ever seen, don't little this. Don't make it small. Don't say, Roger, you're overstating it. I'm not. We're talking about something that is killing people all across the planet. We're talking about deaths that are already in the millions, and by the time this is done, if it goes according to plan, it will be responsible for the largest kill-off in the entire history of the planet. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a bold statement, but you better do some research. All of the deaths by war that have ever occurred in the entire history of this planet, add them all together, and you won't have a number equal to the amount of people that are going to die from the COVID-19 vaccine, or what is called the COVID-19. But I can't say that on Facebook. I can't tell you that, even though I can pretty much prove it statistically. I can't say that on Twitter. I can't say that on YouTube. You want me to continue? What the hell we needed was a platform where you could still exercise your freedom of speech. That has limits. It always does. You can't say things illegal. You can't sell kids. You can't tell people you're going to kill them. But anything can be said respectfully. Anything. So the freedom of speech means you can go to TLVtalk.com. That's right. That's our, meaning yours and mine when I say our. That's our platform. You know how much corporate money is in that platform? Not $1. You're hearing people like Trump and the pillow guy, Mike Lindell, bragging about the $5 to $10 million they spent on their platform. Everybody here knows Roger ain't got even $1 million. But yet we have a platform up that'll rival any of theirs. This is of, by, and for we the people. You go in, and as long as what you're saying doesn't break the law, which will get us shut down, if you want to talk about vaccines, talk about them. If you want to talk about Joe Bob falling asleep at the wheel, talk about it. If you want to talk about the dumbing down of America and how our children's minds are literally being raped in what we call schools today, talk about it. Because you're not going to be able to talk about these things anywhere else. Why? This is the conditioning we all live under today, and America is more conditioned, believe it or not, it's a fact, than any other country on the planet. Today, most Americans won't talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. Why? Because they'll be put on break on Facebook. They won't talk about the fact that, I don't know, political tyranny was just committed when the following mandates were put in place. But they won't talk about that, even though it comes all the way down to affecting their own family. But they don't want to get kicked off Facebook, and they don't want their neighbors shunning them because the government says I'm a bad person because I happen to think the COVID vaccines are dangerous. We are all living in a world of censorship right now, and it goes – and I'm almost done, Barry. I need to take a breath soon anyway. It goes all the way back to those we elected – to protect us and provide for us. And when I say provide, I mean safety, I mean education. This is their job, to make these things right, to make them work. It is not their job to rule over us. They are our servants. We are their bosses. But if you stop to look, it's Congress that went to big tech and said, if people start talking about this vaccine, you need to do something about it. Okay. These are the same people that went to big tech. and said, if they start talking about the president, you need to do something about it. What we have is an elected body, Congress, and a sitting president, Joe Bob, who are literally telling the media that they need to censor us. We elected them. Stop and think about what I just said. These are the people you fought to put in office, and they're stabbing you in the back so hard, and you don't really care. Most of you don't really care. This is what's happening today, and that's my opening statement, and I'll take a breath, Barry.
What? No, Roger. What's the matter with you? Hey, listen, you lied to me today, buddy. You Fine. Told me you were going to go 15 minutes without raising your voice today, bud. And we got that.
I told
on,
you I was joking. Recorded.
Oh, okay. Because me and Steve recorded that, and we had a little side bet going here.
Well, the thing of it is, you both know that that was physically impossible, which is why I said it'll be a cold day in, well, 80.
Yeah, well, that was a gimme for me, man. I bet it against it, so there you go.
But anybody who wants to find out if what the way I talk and the way I deliver information is, I don't know, an act, a put-on, I will tell you that when I was 2 years old, my father jumped in my crap for being exactly the same way. When I wanted to get a point across, I got in your face with it. So I'm 67, which means that for the last 65 years, this has been the norm for me.
Well, I'm your elder, Roger, so remember that. You got to respect your elders, but
yeah, okay.
I've got you, what, by 15 days, I think it is. Yeah. You're the 19th, correct?
Yeah, I'm a Leo.
Yeah. That's one of the things that we've over the years, we've had conversations that actually, for two Leos having a conversation, we've done pretty good because we're both, according to our astrological backgrounds, we're supposed to be dominating people. But I don't think that's been the case with us over the years.
Oh, no, it actually is. It actually is 100%. We are dominating and domineering people. But the thing of it is, we do it within civilized limits.
I was talking about our conversations back and forth between you and me.
That's what I was talking about.
Okay. Well, they've gone pretty good. Hey, Roger, real quick, I was going to ask you off the air. What was the name of that show that you and me did there years ago together? We were doing a weekly show. What was the name of that? Do you remember?
Off the top of my head, I don't.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I've only had a billion
I didn't want to get off subject there, but it was something I wanted to ask you today. Because I remember we were doing that. It must have been about 6 or 7 years ago.
Between 7 and 8 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. We should, I know you don't have time to do that, but we get you in every couple of weeks because I know you got lots of good things to talk about. I love your president down there. I just love what he's doing to your country, Roger. I can't believe that this man is doing all these great things for America. I mean, he's just an incredible individual. And articulate his speech, buddy. When he talks, it's just like it's magical. You know what I mean, Roger?
Anybody out there remember the Bizarro world in the Superman comics where everything was exactly the opposite of what was reality, including the beings? What Barry just said came straight out of the Bizarro world, okay? Now, let me give it to you a little bit straighter, okay, and a little bit less bizarre. No, I can't make it less bizarre. Actually, I'm probably going to make it more bizarre. We have a president right now who, when asked by the French why, okay, because he was talking to French leaders, why they had deserted France or pulled contracts in Australia away from France, the United States had, and taken their place and blah, blah. Joe Biden had to admit he didn't know anything about that. Not only that, but in a discussion, Joe Bob was telling everybody about how the vaccinated couldn't get anybody else sick. So it's the enemy of the world is the unvaccinated. What Joe Bob isn't aware of, and his own CDC and FDA, and I could go on with all the alphabet soup you want, are not only aware of, they have stated publicly, is that COVID vaccines, and they're not vaccines, they're a gene therapy, but that's what everybody calls them, so we'll call them that, or jabs. Okay, Barry, where do you think I'm going with this?
Well, I really
want to bring Go ahead. Tell me.
I know where you're going, Roger. Continue. You do a better job at explaining it than I will, but I know exactly where you're going with this. Go ahead.
If you stop and consider that Joe Bob was in front of a crowd telling people they need to get the COVID vaccine so that not only would they not get it, but at the same time, they couldn't be a carrier and pass it on to anybody else. Mm. He didn't say it in all those words. He's not capable of that type of an intellectual sentence. But that's basically what he said. The fact remains that his own health agencies have put out unequivocally that the COVID-19 vaccine, the SARS-CoV-2 gene therapy, does not have the capability to keep you from getting the virus. You're going to get it. It does not have the capability to keep you from giving it to somebody if you've got it. You're going to give it. The only thing this thing does, listen to me and go look it up. The only thing this faux vaccine does, because it's not a vaccine by this very definition, is keep you from feeling so bad when you get COVID. Listen to me. Every single vaccine in the history of vaccines was developed under the premise that we take the virus you have, the virus that's going around, and we put it with a few other chemicals in a measured amount that will cause the body to increase the amount of antibodies to fight it. Once the body has developed these antibodies, anybody around you who's got that can't pass it on to you because you already have the weapons to defeat it.
Of course.
If you can still get it and you can still give it, but you just won't feel as bad, how the hell do you call this a vaccine? You can't. And let me shock you just a little bit more if that's possible. If you have a big old football game or a dance and say there's going to be 5,000 people there, and you know before you go there that you can't get in unless you've been vaccinated. You need a vaccine pass to get into this dance or this game or whatever. So you go in and you have your pass and you show it. And you know a vast majority of everybody else, unless they've got, you know, fake passes, has been vaccinated. Let me explain something to all of you out there. Right now, there are scientists screaming bloody murder that this has to be halted all across the planet. It is a fact that the vaccinated carry a much larger viral load than those who are unvaccinated. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Okay. Now, what that means is everybody going into this dance has to show that they've been vaccinated. So what you've just done is put together 5,000 people with the highest viral load that you can possibly have. What you're going to end up with at the end of that is people who, if they didn't have enough viral load, they've got more. And if they weren't sick, they're going to be sick.
Sorry for laughing, Roger.
What you do is bring all the super spreaders together.
Together.
But yet you're telling people like you and me that if you've got that vaccine pass because you've been vaccinated, you're safe. No, you're twice as dangerous as a person who hasn't been vaccinated. That's an absolute fact. Also, in this country right now, and in Israel, and in the UK, and I think in Canada, more people are getting sick and dying that are fully vaccinated than are even close to the people who just have never been vaccinated.
Absolutely.
and died from COVID-19, which doesn't exist.
So now, those numbers, and you're correct. Go ahead, Roger.
If you stop to consider, I've got an article that I sent over to Barry about an organization that has done some really good research breaking apart VAERS numbers and other inputs. VAERS is a vaccine reporting system that is very inaccurate. As a matter of fact, VAERS themselves say that the numbers we have for SARS-CoV deaths related to the COVID-19 vaccine are about 16,000, 17,000 right about now. And that may represent only 10% or as low as 1% of the actual number. But that's not the number you see when you go there. You see 16,000. You don't see 160,000. You don't see 1.6 million. But if you read into their information deep enough, you find out that those are the possibilities because of the inaccuracies of the reporting system. The article that I'm talking about breaks this down statistically beyond what you can believe. And what they are stating is that there have been in excess, on the low end, 210,000 deaths in the United States, with as many as 6.3, listen to me, million people having severe reactions to that jab. Did you just hear what I said? Now, let me take this way back to 1975 when the H1N1 vaccine, one of them, hit the market. It killed 35 people. They immediately pulled it off the market. In the late just before the year 2000, I believe there was a second one that was responsible for 52 deaths. It was immediately pulled off the market. In the United States alone, if you do any research, if you even use the VAERS numbers, which are so ridiculously undercounted, it's insane. The real number, I believe, is close to a million. But if you take the VAERS numbers, that's like 16, 17,000. They pulled a vaccine because it killed 35 people. They pulled a vaccine because it killed 52 people. This one we know has literally killed millions across the entire globe because the numbers I'm giving you are only for the United States. If you stop to consider that, why haven't they shut it down? Barry, why are they still telling you get it or else? Why?
I ask myself that question every day, Roger. It doesn't take much now for a person. We're supposed to be responsible adults. We're supposed to be vigilant to what we're doing to our own bodies. It's kind of our responsibility. And it doesn't take a lot of time right now that a person can actually go on the internet and look up some of the things that we're talking about today, roll it around in their brains and ask themselves if any of it makes any sense at all, because it does. It's not designed to make any sense. It's designed to control and make society into a complacent, compliant group of individuals that will question nothing the government says. And we see that in Canada in massive numbers still, unfortunately, Roger. But the good side of it is, my friend, I can honestly say now people are starting to talk a lot more than they were a few months ago. And I'm seeing that just in general conversations with people, you know, a couple of years ago were calling me a nutcase that, you know, what are you talking about? You're out of your flipping mind. Well, those people, believe it or not, buddy, are now start to engage in conversations. Everybody knows something's messed up in Denmark. They just don't know how bad it is and what they can actually do about it. I hear it every day, Roger. I'm just one person. What can I do? And boy, do I give them a response. There is so much you can do. There is. Fear. You don't know your own power, folks. Go ahead.
Fear. That is the most effective mechanism ever used against mankind by mankind. And it, to this day, is still the most effective mechanism. There are so many people – let me get back to what I started this whole conversation on. There are so many people out there that are afraid to say things they know. They know for a fact that where they work, out of that 27 people that got vaccinated, 16 of them are out of work and 3 of them are dead. They know this, but they're not going to say a word. They're not going to say a word, because if they do, they're going to have their account shut down. They may talk to their neighbor about it, but the last thing they're going to do is put it where their name is attached to it on some sort of social media. It's not going to happen. This is exactly what is intended. So what we needed and what we worked very hard to facilitate was a platform where, as long as you're not breaking the law by threatening to kill somebody or sell their children, as long as you are not breaking the law, you can say what you need to say. If you want to say that COVID vaccines right now are killing more people than the fake virus is, you'd be right. And yes, you can say that. If you wanted to say right now that across the entire planet, the vaccine is killing more people than the fake virus is, you can say that. And I could go, if you want to say Joe Bob within 6 months is literally going to be drooling all over his lap, you can say that. Are you catching the drift? If you want to say the people in charge of the border should be literally taken to court and charged with treason, you can say that. But there's a lot of places you can't. And because you wish to enjoy the notoriety of having a lot of friends on Facebook, or you wish to enjoy the attention of getting a lot of likes on something on Twitter, you will put this in front of your family, in front of your country, and in front of every human being you can see, whether they think to the left or to the right. This is society today. This is the programmed ignorance, Barry, I've been talking about on your show for almost a decade. Programmed ignorance. You are programmed to react in a certain way, because if you don't, all hell's going to break loose and you ain't going to like it. I've got to tell you who this hurts more than anybody else. Our children. Take a look at our kids and look at their history books and see if they're anything like the history you were taught. Look at their math books. Oh, never mind. In the state of Washington, I think it's Washington or Oregon, I'm not sure which one, you don't even have to pass math to graduate because it's racist. I'm not joking you. That's an absolute fact. You do not have to pass, I think it's writing and math, because they're racist. How the hell are you going to compete? How the hell are you going to pass a college entrance exam? Should I go on? This is programmed ignorance, Barry.
Yep. Can I add something, Barry?
Yes. Yeah, you can, Steve. Go ahead.
I was on some college courses quite a few years back, journalism school. In my BA program, Roger, I actually had a professor that told everyone that was in the class. It was part of the curriculum, but he said, if you write an essay and just make out everything, the heading, don't even have to put a body, but just the put out everything in APA format, and you can leave it totally empty, and he would give us 61 points out of 100. He said nobody could do anything to fail.
I would. Oh yeah, they could. They could just avoid the class and not even get the 61. But yeah, that doesn't really shock me when you consider that the level of communism and Marxism that is being exposed daily to our college students. And I want to go one further than that. There's actually a Veritas? Yeah, video about a guy who's teaching grade school, and he's literally telling this person who's recording this, I get them for 7+ hours a day, and I'm making good little communists out of all of them. Mm. That's my goal. He literally is on tape, on video. I don't know why I say tape. Yes, I do. I'm 67 years old. It's literally on video, him saying this. Okay? So it's not even a matter of, Roger, you're blowing things all out of proportion again. Roger, you're pulling that out of your butt. Listen and watch him say it yourself. This is what we're living in today. This is not about – let me explain something to everybody out there. Let's put an end to all of the hustle and bustle here, okay? There never was a COVID-19. There never was – there may have been a SARS-CoV-2. There's a lot of coronaviruses out there, but there never was. It was literally an excuse. This is why all of the pneumonia deaths went away, all of the flu deaths went away, all of the – when the pandemic supposedly hit. Stop and think about this. There never, ever was a killer virus. What you are seeing was a mechanism of fear to trick you all by fear into taking a vaccine. And that was the intention of this all along.
Right from the beginning, from day
one. Was to get all of humanity to take a vaccine that would do one of two things. Either give them total control over you, or you don't have long to live. There are scientists out there screaming at the top of their lungs, do not take this vaccine, because you may have as little as 2 years, and some saying as much as three, and others saying it could be no more than 10. But let's take the average. If you've got that vaccine, within a couple of months to 5 years at the most, you're more than likely dead. No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking at all. You want to know how I can even start to say something like that? Well, first off, it didn't come from me. It came from people who have PhD upon PhD upon PhD. These are the people saying this, okay? But there is on YouTube, or if you can't find it there, it's on BitChute, and I know it's on Rumble. There's a video showing under a microscope, and this is all proven, okay? And the video's right there, of the blood sample of a person who has not been vaccinated, where the red blood cells are nice and round and puffy and they look great and they're bouncing off each other and the whole nine yards. And the next image is an image of somebody who has had the COVID-9 vaccine. Almost every single one of those cells has been burst open. What happens when you have jagged edges instead of round, smooth edges? When these things bump together, they can easily hook onto each other because they now have jagged edges because they're split open. Clots! What's happening right now? How many young people are dying from blood clots and heart attacks due to blood clots? I just got done telling you exactly what they found when they put these two different blood samples under a microscope. This is not a joke. The actual proof is right there. Let me ask all of you out there listening to what I just said, okay? Now do you understand why I said 2 to 3, at the most 5 years? That's all you've got to live.
I've looked at many, many videos of blood that's being magnified 400 times. What I'm seeing, and this is really reputable people that are putting their reputation on the line.
You're looking at the images. You're looking right at them.
Unbelievable. They're seeing things they've never seen in human blood ever. Yep. And some of it they don't even know what it's doing. Some of it they can't explain. Some of it they can. But the fact that this is going on right now is, I mean, if we could just get our hands on the mainstream media for 24 hours, Roger, and got this information out to the public, you would see an outcry in society here around the world. I honestly believe that, but we are up against censorship now. That is absolutely incredible. It's chapter 3 in the Communist Manifesto, and they're really getting close to completely shutting us down. Now we have in Canada vaccine passports. Well, if people are going to accept this, Roger, then we're, you know, I don't know what to say at this point. I really don't want to say, hey, we're done, but I honestly feel that if society is ready to accept this, then we're done, because you know where it's going from there, and I know. But I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that we're really opening the Pandora's box by giving them this level of control over society. Where it's going, I'm not exactly sure, but I got a pretty good idea. I'll get your thought on that.
There are a lot of Americans waking up. There are a lot of Balkans waking up. The old Soviet Union, not behind the Iron Curtain anymore. These people are waking up quicker than most other people because they've been under the iron fist of tyranny for many years, a lot of them, and they recognize it. What we are seeing across the planet is some very, very pissed off people. I've said this on your show several times. Let me repeat it because now people will understand it even more. I have told you guys, anybody listening, you ladies, that Americans are very slow to wake up. We are in our comfort zone. Our ignorance has been programmed so well, all the way from our kids, all the way to our elderly. We are a very slow nation to wake up. When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the emperor told Yamamoto, now attack California, and he refused. He told the emperor, I can't do that because there'll be an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass. It took a lot to wake America up then, and it's taken even more to wake America up now, because a lot of this is hidden so well, and a lot of it is hidden behind so many lies, most people don't understand the truth, but it is happening. The cracks are appearing everywhere. I have never seen so many diverse groups across the United States in different states standing up and saying, whether it's mothers saying, get your critical race theory out of my damn kids' class, whether it is mothers going to school and saying, if you're going to force my child to wear a mask, knowing exactly what it's going to do to my child, then I'm going to be homeschooling from now on. That's on a rise like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. What we are seeing across America is that slow and methodical wake up is actually happening. Now, let me tell you, it takes a lot to wake America up, but America doesn't wake up with a little murmur and a sigh. America wakes up with a whole lot of noise and action. I firmly believe that enough people in this country are already awake to make the next step inevitable. There is pushback now, and that's going to rise within the next 60 days to be 10 to 20 times what you see right now. The reason for that is there are inevitabilities that are coming down all around us. Nine nations have been asked, nine, and Spain was the last one to be asked, and they had to say they couldn't, to provide any proof to show any isolated SARS-CoV-2 virus or any COVID-19 virus. They needed, okay, via FIOA, their Freedom of Information Act, and all of these countries all had to come back and say, we have nothing to provide you. So if you stop to consider that all around the world, people are starting to understand you can't even nail down the premise that you locked an entire globe down. You can't even nail that premise down. Now you're telling everybody you've got to have a vaccine in order for you to get back to normal. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The vaccine doesn't keep you from getting it. It doesn't keep you from giving it. As a matter of fact, you're more dangerous with a higher viral load. So how are you going to get back to normal? You're a wrecking ball. As soon as you get a vaccine and go out into the public, you're a wrecking ball.
I've read many, many reports about the ability of this so-called jab to shed in the first 3 to 4 weeks after you've been inoculated to children. I've been reading the reports of rises of children diseases and disorders that are showing up in hospitals. This isn't talked about on any mainstream station, Roger, but I've been looking at those numbers. I've been looking at other numbers that when you start to think about it, some of it, I don't know if it can possibly be true. Some of the birth deformations I've seen from parents that have been inoculated, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's pretty extreme in itself. But we know it's causing miscarriages. We know it's causing all kinds of problems in females that are carrying babies. Yet in Canada, Health Canada says, go ahead and get your vaccine. If you're pregnant, there's nothing to worry about. People are starting to talk here, Roger. I mean, even in the native villages around Terrace here, I was talking to a native gentleman a couple of days ago, and he's telling me about the deaths that they're attributing in the village themselves. They're attributing it to the vaccines because it's elders that seem to be the ones that are getting this injection and dying. Well, you know, and let me just add one thought to that, Roger, before I let you go, because I'm gonna just finish this with a thought that anytime in history that you want to take over a society, the first thing you do is you get rid of the elders, you get rid of the older people in society, because they are the ones that have the wisdom, that have seen the changes, and they can tell the younger people about that. But if you get rid of that factor out of society, all you're getting with the young people is what they're being taught right now in the education systems for the last 15 years, 20 years. And that's one of our biggest problems. Go ahead. But that seems to be the target of these jabs. Go ahead.
Who do you go after you go after the elderly? Who do you go after next?
Guys like you and me?
No, you go after the kids, which is exactly what they're doing. They're trying like hell to pass any law they can. They're trying to get a vaccine approved again. Usually takes 8 years. In a little over a year that they're going to start giving to our most vulnerable part of our population, our children, all the way down to just crawled out of the womb. Yeah, this is what's happening. So, but let me open up another little can of worms, and then I'd like to talk a little bit more, because that's part of the solution. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now that there is an estimate, okay, just from picking numbers from each one of these countries, that at least 380,000 deaths have occurred and 63 million adverse events have occurred. Now, they're saying, and again, I believe that's only 10%, and they pretty much allude to that. But I'm talking about 380,000 deaths, which you and I both know is more than likely 3.8 million deaths. But let's go with their numbers. That is for the United States, the European Union, and Great Britain. If you take those three entities and you combine their populations, you're talking about 800 to 850 million people. If you have, and let's go the route of, because these, again, were based on Bayer's numbers, let's talk about the truth. If you have 3.8 million deaths and 630, or let's say 63 million, my mistake, you know, instances of vaccine damage, and that's only what? There's 7.8 million, and we're talking about 0.8 million. If you've got that much death and damage in nations where people can actually push back against it, and it's only 10% of the global population in the rest of these countries, they don't ask you if you want it. They go through the town and tell people to line up. Mm-hmm. Nigeria, Afghanistan, I could go on and on. They literally tell you to line up. How many deaths are occurring there? Is anybody even keeping track? Hell no. But if you have as many deaths and as much vaccine damage, serious vaccine damage, in the 800 to 850 million that, you know, make up the UK, the United States, and the European Union, what about the other 7 billion who really don't have as much choice as we have and can't put up as much of a push as we can? The numbers across the rest of this planet are being hidden from everybody. You can go online and find out numbers from the UK because people like us talk about it. You can go online and find out numbers from Canada, numbers from the United States, number from just about any member of the European Union. But find numbers from Nigeria. Find them from Afghanistan. Find them from Zimbabwe. You're not gonna. But what you will find out is they vaccinated a massive amount of those populations, and if the numbers of dead and injured are even close to the percentages we're seeing, and 850 million people still account for almost 4 million deaths, and that's only 10%, and 63 million serious, you know, injuries, you're talking about 630 million. Add the two of them together. This is by far the most dangerous and deadly pharmaceutical agent ever forced on, and I said forced, and I mean it, by intimidation or coercion on humanity. Nothing will ever compare, and it will result in the population being thinned down. Now, what do we do about this? Well, there's enough of us to actually stand up and do something. We can, but you can't talk about it. You can't coordinate. You can't all of this stuff that you want to do. I've got 9,000 people on my Facebook wall. I'm going to send them a message tomorrow. You have violated our terms of use. You now have a 30-day vacation. Have fun. No. You go to TLV Talk. You bring your friends with you. You open up a group just like you do on Facebook. You open up a page just like you do on Facebook. You start a timeline just like you do on Facebook. And you get your information out. And if somebody is important to you, you invite them over. There is not one corporate dollar, not one, in that entire platform that is built by, for, and of the people. End of story. If they don't support it, it gets shut down. Well, we haven't had to worry about that. We have people there who appreciate the fact that they can say the things in all honesty that they're not allowed to say anywhere else. And I want to fall on one more point, and that's our politicians. But Barry, if you got anything to say first, because this is going to change the subject a little bit, please.
I'll let you finish your subject, but I wanted to bring up what I've read and I understand about what is actually going on in India right now
Yep.
I when Facebook, you put something false up on Facebook, and it's on my timeline right now, and it's been there for 5 days, Roger, and my statement was, of the population of 1.38 billion people in India, there's only 199 recorded active cases of COVID in the whole population of the country, and that's because of ivermectin. I just read a report on Indonesia, Roger, and they're having the same effects on their population, that these countries are actually looking at the alternative, have a concern about their systems, and they are making ivermectin at 32 cents per person in India available to the population. One, and I was looking at official stats now. If I'm being misled on this, I don't think so, because if I put it up on Facebook and that's my statement, you'd think they'd knock that down right away if it was false, wouldn't you, Roger? And it's been there.
Well, they'll knock it down even if it's not false, and they'll say, their fact checkers will say that the source you got it from was misled.
Yeah, but they haven't put a fact checker thing on it yet, and that's what I'm surprised of.
Normally they would put it up there.
Okay, so anyways, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, and that's good. I want to talk about politicians, and I'm going to tell you right now, a nation stepping up like that with that many people in it, just listen to what I'm about to say, okay? Don't think I'm crazy, and wait and see what happens. When you have a nation of 1.3 billion people saying, we're not going to take your vaccines anymore, Pfizer, who is the big player on the block here, you have seen already three, maybe four leaders assassinated. Let's wait and see what happens in India. That's a huge market being ripped right out from under Big Pharma. Okay.
Well, I was trying to get to the bottom of that report, Roger, and I went to a lot of different sources. And as far as
I'm not saying it's wrong.
It's correct. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's wrong. What I'm saying is it could very well, and already has, that type of rebellion against Big Pharma has led to assassinations. And we're talking about people that run countries or are damn high in the governments. Okay, I want to talk about politicians. But before I start talking about politicians, I want to state something else. As far as talk goes, all right, this is, again, a place where you can come and say what you feel needs to be said. Anything can be said in a legal and a respectful fashion. Even if you want to tell somebody you're ugly and I never want to see you again, you can say that in a respectable enough fashion that you're not breaking the law. Okay, so we've got a platform now that allows you to come on, allows you to bring friends over and start a group so that you actually have a place where you can go and discuss something you can't discuss on Facebook. You can't discuss on Twitter. You can't discuss on YouTube. You've got a place. But why do we really need that? We elect people in this country. We live in a republic run in a democratic fashion, which means we elect our leaders to serve us. I need to explain to everybody out there right now that everything coming down on you on Facebook is as a result of the people you elected. Everything coming down on you on YouTube is as a result of the people you elected. Everything coming down on you on Twitter is as a result of the people you elected. You want to know why? Look at Nancy Pelosi standing up there screaming, just like I do, screaming at big tech to start censoring anything that isn't in their format for vaccines. Anything. You mention vaccines, and if it isn't exactly what Nancy Pelosi and her cohorts are talking about, you need to be censored or ejected from the platform. Hold on a second. These are the people we elected to protect our freedoms. You know what they're doing? They're slaughtering your freedoms. They're telling you, you elected me. Now I'm your boss, and you're going to do this because I said so, whether you like it or not. This is what you're putting up with. All of the stuff you're suffering right now as a result of laws or mandates passed by our government are really destroying this country. They've all been proven to have no basis in science. Right. They've all been proven to be lies. But at the same time, our leaders are the ones making us suffer. Our leaders are the ones shutting us off. Our leaders are the ones giving huge money to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Yeah, the government gives a lot of money to these. You want to keep your money? This is what you're going to do. Right now, the fourth branch, media. What our founding fathers gave us or told us would protect us from an overreaching government have become the biggest source of tyranny. They are now literally owned by a tyrannical government. How the hell can 380 million Americans sit here and watch the people we elected perform tyranny against we the people and not call them out for it?
Well, Roger, if all these audits go forward in the United States of America like they should, if every state is audited on the last election, you'll see it being decertified. And I honestly hope that happens. I don't know what your thoughts on that, how much teeth that's actually going to have, but I hear a lot of push. Lawmakers are all calling for forensic audits in 50 states. I think the list now is 108 of them. It was 92 last week. I think it's 108 now. Lawmakers are calling for audits of all 50 states in the last election. If that happens, you'll see Joe Bob out of there on his butt. What do you think?
Again,
is that a possibility? I'm asking your opinion on that because I'm seeing a lot of chatter about it. Go ahead.
It's a possibility, but it's not a probability. Let me explain to you why. All of this happened in 2016. It wasn't beat up as much because the two people running at the time didn't have the mouth and the ego, and I'm not knocking him for either one of them, okay? The mouth, the ego, or the fortitude that Trump had. When this happened to Trump, he made a big old stink about it. But if you stop to take a look in 2016 when he won, he wasn't supposed to. There was massive, and I mean massive, in the same swing states, changing of voting, rigging of voting. It all went on. The problem in 2016 was they stopped because they figured they had more than enough margin that no matter what Trump did, okay, Hillary would still win. Their jaws fell to the floor when they realized exactly how many votes Trump actually got. And yes, he still beat her. So how much was done as a result of that? I got to tell you something. 3-4 months after the election, you might have heard maybe one story a week. 6 months after the election, you never heard about it again. Now I've got to tell people it happened because they don't remember. What we're looking at is the exact same thing. If the people who are instigating everything we're suffering right now have enough will, they will steal an election. It doesn't matter. That's what we just saw.
Say, Roger.
And they will also be kept from going under the knife by the same money and power.
Oh. Roger, Barry?
Yes.
Can I add something here before you guys cut off? It was Trump's inauguration, 2017, January, whatever that was. There's a video out there where Barack Obama and Joe Biden are walking away from the inauguration. And you can't hear it very well unless you just up the audio tremendously.
Way up. Yep.
But Barack Obama says to Joe Biden, "This is all going to be yours very soon."
No kidding, eh?
Hey, but
and tell me the guy got 80 million votes, Roger. Go ahead.
Hold on a second, because Barack Obama's also the same guy who said you have to beware of Joe's ability to F you up. Yeah, he told several world leaders that. Joe's not a bad guy, but you've got to watch out for the fact that he really knows how to F up.
Here, I'm going to ask you a question. If this idiot that's running your country right now is allowed to go for another year, will be there anything left of the United States of America? Because I see it being absolutely dismantled right now at light speed. What do you think?
I can tell you that we need and we will survive until the midterm elections, which is in 2022. I will also tell you that, and this may come as a shock to a lot of people, but I will also tell you that I would much rather see Bubba Joe in there than who's going to end up in there, Kamala, if he goes away. I think Kamala would end up by being twice as bad for this country, and the damage that would be done would be irreparable if she ever took the helm. This is a woman. Has anybody heard anything about Kamala in the last month?
No, she's hiding.
We got a major crisis at the border. We got a major crisis in Afghanistan. We got a major crisis of COVID. We got a major, and you haven't heard one single peep from this woman for over a month. And who's in charge of the border? That's Kamala. Mm. Now, if you stop to consider that's the alternative, I would almost like rather see Joe in there at least until 2022, where impeachment or other things can be brought forward that in a legal fashion. I would much rather see Joe Bob sit there than ever to see Kamala in there. Ever.
I agree with you. If she takes the control of your country, Roger, I just don't know what to say. That I think that's the plan all along. I think that you're going to see him step down because, you know, you ask that man a question, he's stuck for an answer, doesn't know his own name. I think they're going to turn that on him and get him out of there. And I think that's the original plan, was to get her in and blah, blah, blah. We'll see where it goes.
He was at a outdoor speech the other day, and he's looking at the crowd. And he says something, okay? That's not even important. And then he looks at the crowd and he goes, is there anybody in this room that doesn't believe that? And so people in the crowd hollered, we're outside.
You mean he was telling a lie?
He just didn't know where he was. He's outside and he's saying, is there anybody in this room that doubts that? You know, okay, yeah, right, yeah, okay, Joe. Anyway.
Okay, Roger, that just got by me for a second there. Excuse me, I'm not right on my game. Okay. Well, it doesn't surprise me. Anything that guy says or does, it doesn't surprise me. come on, get with the program.
Look, I'll tell you where you can get with the program. Look, everybody listening to this needs to understand something else, okay? Nobody profits off of TLB Talk, just like nobody's ever profited off of the Liberty Beacon Project. And we have 4 global news websites and 2 a science website and 2 home-based United States website. Nobody. We do not take money, okay, unless people donate. That's it. No corporate money. What we are looking at is a platform that is basically set up. You throw $5 a month in the bucket and take a look at what you're getting. When you walk in TLB Talk, you're going to swear to God you're in something that someone told you they spent $5 to $10 million to build, because it looks as good as Lindell's. It looks as good as anybody else's. I can tell you something. And between all of us, the entire team put together, we couldn't even come up with $1 million, never mind $5 or $10 million. This was built by the people, for the people. We really invite you to come to TLBtalk.com. Bring your friends. Set up a group. Have the discussions. Play the videos. Do the shows. And make sure that others who you really wish to come out of the fog are aware of where they can go to get that information. The reason I started with the money bit is we're not going to make a penny off of this. This is not about every single penny that goes into TLB Talk goes into TLB Talk. Whether it's to expanding the database, whether it's to expanding, giving you guys a Twitter replacement, giving you guys a YouTube replacement, all that's in the plans of by and for the people. What you're not going to get is, well, you talked about vaccines and we don't agree with you, so go away for a month or we just canceled your account. What you're going to get if you talk about vaccines, if you're right, you're going to get a lot of people following you. If you're wrong and people can prove it, you're going to have nobody following you. That's the way free speech works. It doesn't guarantee you an audience. It guarantees you the ability to say it. The message you put out generates the value of your audience.
Good audience and good platform, Roger. I've looked at it. I'm going to start using it a lot more myself now. But anyways, Roger, we're down to the last 30 seconds that I'm going to get you to real quickly say goodbye and last thoughts with people. And I'll have to let you go for another couple of weeks. But you know, and I know I'm going to get you back on here right away.
Absolutely. And if you get a chance, please check out tlbtalk.com. The parent site for the entire project is thelibertybeacon.com, and all of our new sites are on a tag right at the top of that main website. Look, Barry, I always appreciate the platform. You're a good friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. And like I said, we'll get you back right away, but have a great day, and thanks for coming in today and sharing your information.
And thank you, Steve. We always appreciate you, too.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I'll be back, guys, in a couple minutes with Rick Nichols. He is the MP that was kicked out of Doug Ford caucus in Ontario for refusing the vaccination. He has got a lot of things to say today. Hang in. It's going to be a good hour coming up. Back in a couple minutes.